Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Hours after news of her Disney ABC development hit the internet last week, Tamron Hall served as a presenter at the She Knows Media hashtag bloggers 18 creator summit, where she couldn't help but gush and actually cry about her new upcoming return to daytime TV. Quote, she says, "I believe in energy. What you give out is truly what you get back." Well, you know what? She didn't know her development deal would be announced the same day as the conference when she accepted the invitation to speak. As we all remember, back in 2017 in February, Hall abruptly left NBC when Megyn Kelly was given her old 9 a.m. hour of the Today Show. Well, you know, she's been keeping a low profile ever since her subsequent deal with the Weinstein Television Company was killed by the multiple sexual assault allegations against Harvey. So we are really happy for Tamron Hall. I can't wait to see what she's going to come up with in her new daytime talk show. And according to the Daily Beast, former Apprentice contestant and White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman allegedly recorded meetings with Donald Trump. Well, you know that girl. She's now leveraging those recordings that are, quote, potentially damaging to the administration while shopping her tell-all book titled Unhinged. One person confirmed that they actually heard some of the recordings featuring Trump, and multiple sources with those recordings called the tapes everyday chatter. Anyway, a spokesperson for Simon & Schuster, Manigault's publisher, would not confirm or deny the existence of the recordings without commenting on the specific contents of Unhinged. The spokesperson said, quote, "We are confident that Omarosa can substantiate her highly anticipated account of life inside the Trump White House." Well, you know what? A page from the book obtained by Daily Beast describes her and Trump's daughter on a mission to purge the White House of leakers, with former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci leading the effort. Needless to say, he didn't last long enough to do anything. Neither did Omarosa. So, I hope Simon & Schuster make that reported million-dollar advance back that they gave Omarosa. Good luck on that one. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.